Welcome back to Travel with Anita and Friends. Now, I'm taking you to Montgomery today because I had the honor of hearing all about Montgomery from the mayor, Mayor Reed. And in my last segment, he shares all the historic sites, things to see and do. And during this segment, we get down to the culinary delights, because you guys know how much I love to hear about all of the foods to eat when I'm visiting a city. So I want to share that with you as well. So you know, we've got to find those good eats. Now, I did ask Mayor Reed to share with us also places to stay. And I asked him to share his favorite place to eat. And I think I may have put him a little bit on the spot with that question. But he does share some delicious places. But you know, he's representing all of the things to see and the things to do and the things to eat when visiting Montgomery.
We don't have what I would call a lot of historic hotels. That probably not only precedes me, it probably precedes a couple of my predecessors and those not still being around. Most of the places that we have now are newer or have been, you know, updated tremendously, whether that be our Renaissance spa at the convention center, or whether it be the Embassy Suites that is downtown, and even some of the other hotels that have now come online. But downtown is probably where you want to be, because you're going to be right in the midst of our Civil Rights Trail, and that's going to point you to different churches, different buildings that were all played a role in some way in the progress of race in this country, whether it be during the boycott or even during the Selma Montgomery Voting Rights March, right, which we did not touch on. But staying downtown will allow you the opportunity to get to the final campsite of those marchers, but it'll also allow you to get to National Parks Interpretive Center over on the campus of Alabama State University, which is less than 2 miles from downtown. So within a very, very good walk, or a short ride, if you will, to downtown. So we have a good entertainment district downtown, and that is going to be right around the hotel. So if you want to get some good barbecue, if you want to get some good soul food, if you want to get some good oysters from the Gulf, then you'll have that opportunity here, staying right downtown.
Well, hey, you're speaking my language now with the food, because that was going to be my next question of restaurants to go to, because I know there's some good eating in Alabama. Now, do you have a favorite restaurant so we can go and we can say, well, the mayor sent us here?
Oh, wow. Now you're going to get me in trouble. You must not want to be mayor. I will say I have a lot of favorites. I will highlight a few of the favorites, whether it be Pierce's cooking, country cooking, or whether it be Davis Cafe. We also have Eye on Delight, a very good Caribbean restaurant. Simply Southern, which is a little bit further out from downtown, and Mrs. B's, all great soul food restaurants as well. And then, you know, downtown we have, you know, great Italian food, and we have some at Zaza's. And we also have a great place for coffee and pastries in the mornings, probably our premier coffee place, and that is our Prevail Coffee. And then we have Vintage Year for those who may want some exquisite fine dining. They can find that at Vintage Year. And I must say, my chef at the Renaissance Hotel in the restaurant, I think, is the best chef probably anywhere in the state of Alabama. And I do a lot of catering for Mother's Day. He did our Mother's Day brunch, which we normally would take my mom out, but she hasn't wanted to do that during COVID. So we missed last year and this year. So we asked the chef to cater it for us, and he did a fantastic job where that was concerned. So those are some of the things that we do well. And around the city, but there are a lot of restaurants. You aren't going to fail if you look at, you know, some of the culinary options that we have here. It's going to be hard to go wrong. Oh, you also have Can a Brother Get a Slice Pizza? You two gotta love the name, so you got to go there just for the name. That's in our historic Mulberry District. So, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely like that name, because our sister needs a good slice of pizza. Absolutely. Well, these are all great things that you're sharing with us. Now, what's a good website for us to start planning? Because I know we've talked about a lot of things, but if most folks are like me, they've got to start writing that list. I still do write down things. I'm a little old school with that. So is there a website? What's the city's website for tourism?
Well, the city's website is montgomeryal.gov. But the fun stuff is going to be on our chamber website, montgomerychamber.org. Is going to be the better website, because then it'll patch you into some of the places where that you might want to go see. And it'll also let you know about any events that may be happening during that time. And we're looking to set up montgomerychamber.org. It's really .com. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
But we're also looking to set up more so a tourism site. And that is in the works right now as we kind of revamp our outreach and our tourism to those that are coming to Montgomery to see these historic monuments and memorials that we have, along with those who want to experience just a great side of Southern culture and Southern hospitality. We want to make sure we do that as well.
Well, it sounds like all are welcome to Montgomery, and that's what we want to hear. And I know I'm ready to come. It's been a while. When I was a kid, I came to Montgomery a couple of times because my parents had friends there who've since passed away. So it's been a while since I've been there. So I know things have changed, and I'm ready to come back and see all of the great historic museums and, you know, just everything there, and definitely have some good food.
Well, that is great. And again, don't limit yourself to the list I gave you. There are a lot of great places. And I just thought of like a few more, which is why I said that D-Road Cafe is a Venezuelan cafe that we have here. Scott Street Deli is one of the better delis. And I even forgot about Winslow's, which is where I get my char-grilled oysters from, probably once every couple of weeks. They can't go wrong there. They're brought up here from the Gulf of Mexico. So we've got some fantastic places here to eat and hang out and to, I think, really have a good time. And there's more to come. And I can promise you that, because there's some announcements we're going to make later this summer that I can't reveal right now that we're going to be doing. So we're increasingly aware of our place when it comes to tourists and those who want to learn more about history in this country. And so we're also aware that, you know, we have to make sure that our offering to keep up with that demand. And so we have some very, very exciting announcements that will be coming on in the next couple of months. So make sure that you and your listeners check back with us as well, because the Montgomery you see this summer will be different next summer, and it'll be different each summer after that.
Well, you know, as I mentioned, it's a very easy ride for us. So we can come this summer and come back again next year.
That's what we want to have. We love repeat visitors.
Okay. So Mary definitely has me inspired and ready for a visit to Montgomery. How about you guys? And from the history to comfortable places and accessible places to stay. And of course, oh yes, that delicious food that I'm always on a big search for. A trip to Montgomery is a great idea for a summer road trip. So start your planning now to make sure you include something for everybody in the family. Because not only education there, but you see there are lots of other things to do as well. So visit the website, montgomerychamber.com, and start making that list so you can be ready for a summer road trip to Montgomery. Now we'll stop here, take a break, and when we come back, I'll share my conversation with Dorothy Walker, who's the director of the Freedom Rides Museum, where they're celebrating the 60th anniversary of the Freedom Ride. And she'll fill us in on all of the details. So sit tight, I'll be back in a few minutes here on Travel with Anita and Friends.